Saturday night, March 19th, and Monitor is with it. Brad Crandall, your host, coming up in 2 minutes, a special report on the technical reasons for the shortening of the Gemini 8 mission. First, music and Joe Leahy's orchestra. Monitor News Special. The Federal Space Agency has given an official explanation for the shortening of the Gemini 8 space mission this week. Here is the voice of Paul Haney, voice of Mission Control at the Manned Space Center in Houston.
The short in the circuits controlling a spacecraft yaw thruster has been pinned down as the probable cause of the difficulty which cut short the flight of Gemini 8. Manned Spacecraft Center Director Robert R. Gilruth, in revealing the preliminary analysis of the Gemini 8 mission evaluation team, said the data ruled out any possibility of pilot error. In fact, Gilruth said the crew demonstrated remarkable piloting skill in overcoming this very serious problem and bringing the spacecraft to a safe landing. Dr. George Miller, NASA Associate Administrator for Manned Spaceflight, who participated in an all-day review of the data, join Gilruth in saluting crewmen Neil Armstrong and David Scott and commended the evaluation team for coming up with the answer in less than 72 hours since the incident. This will give us time to study the Gemini 9 configuration and make any adjustments necessary in order to press forward with our Gemini flight test program, Dr. Miller said. In tracing through the data, here is the sequence of events. The docking of the spacecraft and Agena took place over the tracking ship Rosnaut Victor after being given a go-ahead from the ground. At this time, both vehicles exhibited stable characteristics and all systems were operating normally. The crew commanded a 90-degree yaw maneuver, which was completed in a normal manner by sending the necessary commands to the Agena vehicle. Following an inertial platform parallelism check, the pilot sent the Agena tape recorder command on, and the command was properly transmitted and carried out. Shortly thereafter, a 25-pound yaw thruster of the Gemini 8 spacecraft suddenly went full on, initiating a yaw and a roll maneuver of the dock configuration. However, the crew did not know this thruster was firing. In fact, since the orbit maneuvering system on board the spacecraft at that time was turned off, they had no reason to suspect that this was the nature of the failure. the crew was able to maintain reasonable control of the docked vehicles under this condition and succeeded in troubleshooting the problem. Their initial response was to turn off the attitude control system of the Agena and to activate the spacecraft control system. Various control modes and circuitry were investigated, but because substantial quantities of fuel were being utilized in the control process, and because the crew desired to isolate the problem to either the Agena or the spacecraft, they made a decision to undock. The undocking was accomplished smoothly, and at that time the crew sent the necessary commands to allow the ground to resume control of the Agena. However, shortly thereafter, the spacecraft began to tumble excessively and primarily in roll. The roll rates approached 1 revolution per second, and the crew realized they were approaching their physiological limits. In spite of this, they were able to deactivate the orbit maneuvering system and to activate the reentry control system, with which they judiciously and very slowly regained control. The extreme care used in recovering from the tumble enables sufficient fuel for performance of the reentry itself. The crew later reactivated the orbit maneuvering system in a manner to isolate the failure to the yaw thruster and disable that thruster for the rest of the flight. They then proceeded to utilize the orbit maneuvering system for the remainder of the orbital operations up to the point of adapter separation and retrofire.
That was the voice of Paul Haney, the official voice of Mission Control at the Manned Space Center in Houston, giving the explanation for the shortening of the Gemini 8 space mission this week. Stay tuned to monitor for any further developments on this and other important news stories. Right now, the women folk.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. It's a lesson too late for learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. This I know, for the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
The women folk, tune called The Last Thing on My Mind. Well, right now, the first thing on my mind is that we're about to spark up your evening with a new monitor game. We call it monitor this. It's a sort of a test of your audio perception, much in the same way that recent national tests have examined our driving habits, citizenship, visual skills, attitudes, and so forth. Now listen closely. You're about to hear three currently popular songs, but all at the same time. Try to separate them and identify them. Ready? Well then, monitor this.
Soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who jump on the
What about it? You think you have all three? It's not an easy job. We'll give you a second chance at it, too, and then reveal the correct answer in just 1 minute. So stay on the Monitor Beacon. You're back with Monitor and Brad Crandall. Time now to recap our new game, Monitor This. Once again, we'll play those three currently popular songs all together. Ask you to untangle them with your ear and identify them. If you think you already know the correct answer, now's your chance to check it. Oh, and here's a tip. Don't listen to all three. Concentrate on one at a time. All set? All right, monitor this.
Soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die.
Still kind of tough, right? Well, let's check your score. The songs were The Ballad of the Green Berets by Barry Sadler, A Hard Day's Night by the Ramsey Lewis Trio, and Bye Bye Blues by Andy Williams. A perfect score shows your hearing and concentration are both acute, and you probably cheated. Stick around because we'll play the game again a little later on in the program. Right now, no tricks. Just enjoy Al Martino's latest. I think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep.
Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I just kissed the one I love for the last time, and never have her soft lips been so sweet. She's gone away, be back forever. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Not because I'm sad, because I'm weak. I can't stand the thought of life alone without her. Think I'll go somewhere and try myself to sleep. Just before she said goodbye, she called me darling, and slowly ran her fingers down my cheek. I thought I'd die when she said she still loved me. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Not because I'm sad, but because I'm weak. I can't stand the thought of life alone without her. Think I'll go somewhere and cry.
Ambassador made news
at Daytona.
Ambassador! What's a young man's luxury car like Ambassador doing at Daytona? Just out hustling some pretty hot numbers in the Class 5 acceleration test, Pure Oil Performance Trials. And it looks like a lot of young men want their luxury car with hustle. Ambassador sales are up 26% over last year. So why be the last young man on the block to own your first luxury car? Luxuries you'd expect only in Cadillac, like coil spring seats, flush cut pile carpeting, double safety brakes. See your American Motors Rambler dealer and get a good deal on a new Ambassador, a true luxury car at a popular price. Enter his Big Win Weeks drawing. Nothing to buy, void where prohibited by law. You may win a new car free. Every minute of every working day, two more families make their choice a new American Motors car, because quality is built in, not added on.
American Motors!
Could I interest you in an opinion? Al Capp's got a whole passel of them, and he's willing to share. None of his opinions, mind you, are expert ones, since he admits to the title Expert on Nothing, with opinions on everything. But his comments are certainly interesting, frequently caustic, and often controversial. Stand by for blast-off. Case in point, nurses. Here is Al Capp.
Almost any old time you turn on a TV set, you can see a show about the problems of our nurses. No one's ever seen a show about our problems with nurses. Yet anyone who's ever spent any time in a hospital knows that the average patient can survive a major operation. Some can even survive the average bill for it, but it takes a sick man in mighty good health to survive some nurses. Those, I mean, who have a streak of sadism in them. Of all the professions in which the female sadist is safe to inflict pain and to escape detection, nursing leads all the rest. I dare say that among the majority of selfless, dedicated women, there are as many sadists in the nursing profession as there are among the gallant, underpaid men in law enforcement. There's one difference. The victim of the sadistic cop can fight back. City after city is now setting up civilian review boards to hear complaints about cops, and woe to any boy in blue who mistreats a mugger or is rude to a rapist. But what this country really needs is a civilian review board to hear complaints against sadistic nurses, criminally incompetent nurses, or just nurses who became nurses because they figured it was the best way to marry a doctor and who are now bitter against the whole world because they found out it wasn't. The public can handle those few cops who get out of line. We outnumber them, remember. What our most neglected and most helpless minority group needs, I mean those unfortunates who are segregated into our $50-a-day hospital ghettos, what we need, what they need, is a civilian review board to protect them against the brutality of some of our angels of mercy. And this is Al, I never plan to be sick again, Cap, speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
That sounds sensible. Al Capp, our talking cartoonist, who returns tomorrow with more opinion and comment. And he's a regular each weekend on Monitor. Oh, by the way, where do you usually listen to Monitor each weekend? At home? In the car? Well, you might make a note that even if you're somewhere out of the way, the beach or a campus spot, or maybe just walking along a city street, you're never out of touch as long as you have a battery-operated transistor radio. They're handy, useful, and indispensable in any kind of emergency, like a power failure or a severe storm or so forth. Just keep it in mind. Stay in touch anywhere, anytime, with your battery-operated transistor radio.
Thank you.
Jimmy Bowen's orchestra and the Golden Eagle. Wherever the eagle flies across the nation, Monitor is available. In the South, hear us on WSB in Atlanta, the voice of the South, Georgia's only 50,000-watt clear channel station, which this week, on March 15th, celebrated 44 years of broadcasting leadership. Time for all stations to drop their names, and then we'll be back. Monitor, Brad Crandall, your host.
Monitor, far and away the best in weekend radio on the NBC Radio Network.